Jesus Christ is real. He is risen from the dead, and he is real. And that's all I really need to say today. I could stop right now if we really believe that, except we don't really believe it. Because if we really believed it, everything about our lives, everything, would look radically different. So let's open up that phrase. Jesus Christ is real. He is not an abstraction. He's not a pious thought experiment to help us navigate the troubles and difficulties of this life. He is a real person. In fact, the most real of persons, because he is God, and God is ultimate reality, and God is ultimately personal. So Jesus Christ is real. He is risen from the dead. This real person, Jesus, came among us. He who is God from all eternity, out of love, chose to take on our human nature, to become flesh, to dwell among us. He shared in all of our human condition, all of it. He was born. He grew. He learned how to talk. He had friends. He worked. In due time, he preached and ministered and served others. He shared all of our human nature, which is to say, he also shared our sorrows and our difficulties, all of them. Hebrews tells us he was like us in all things except sin. But even there, he shared. Because he took those sins upon himself, he died for us to save us. Isaiah says, by his wounds we are healed. He offered everything on the cross out of love for us. He poured out every drop of blood, spent every last breath, and he died. He descended into death. His body was taken down from the cross and laid in a tomb. And that seems like the end of the story. But it is not the end of the story. Because Jesus Christ is risen. He rose from the dead. Death has no power over him. Jesus Christ is real. He's risen from the dead. And he's real. Friends, he's real. What we celebrate today, the resurrection, is real. When I was in seminary, I had the blessing of going on pilgrimage to the Holy Land. And I went to the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. And I had the grace of going into the tomb where no one is buried. I prayed there, in the tomb, where Jesus is not present. And I asked him, Lord, what was your first moment like when you came back to life? What was that first moment? And this is personal to me. But I felt him say, I smiled and I thought of you. I smiled and I thought of you, Mark. It's personal. Jesus smiles and he thinks of you personally. He didn't save us generically, just humankind. No, he saved me and saved you. He died for me and died for you. He rose for me and rose for you. The resurrection is real. And it's personal. On Good Friday, Bishop Vedder asked us to reflect on whose hands we are in. Well, brothers and sisters, we are in the hands of Jesus. His hands embrace all of our humanity. And those hands still, to this day, bear the wounds of his crucifixion. He didn't leave those wounds behind when he rose from the dead, when he received back his glorified body. No, no, those wounds remain. Those wounds are a sign of victory, his victory. And they're a sure sign of hope for us. Because since those hands, those wounded hands, have touched our human reality in every way, then everything has changed. Everything that diseases your soul, every sin, every resentment, and every bitterness, every anger, every selfishness, Jesus has touched. Everything that diseases your heart, every fear, every doubt, every worry, every anxiety, Jesus has touched. That touch changes everything. Brothers and sisters, the resurrection makes a claim on us. When I was in that tomb, I knew that event, that reality claimed me. My life could not be the same. St. Paul, he understood that. He writes, "You have been purchased and at a great price." That means we are not our own. That means we are in the hands of Jesus, the risen one. And brothers and sisters, that means that death has no claim on anyone here. Let me say that again. Death has no claim on anyone here. I'm not talking about the end of your earthly life. The resurrection is real and it is right now. The death of sin has no claim on you. The death of despair, of anxiety, of worry has no claim on you. The death of selfishness, of envy, of jealousy has no claim on you. Because you are in the hands of the risen Lord. Let him take you by the hand. Let him reach out to you, and you reach out to him. Let him take you by the hand and grasp you up and out of any tomb of darkness or despair that imprisons you. Jesus came to set the captives free. That's not for someone else. That's for you. That's for me. He rose for us. Come out of the tombs, wherever they may be, whatever they may be. Come out of the tombs. You do not belong there because death has been conquered. You were made for life. And for the life that Jesus has won for you. Friends, Jesus Christ is real. He's risen from the dead. He is real. So happy Easter.